What's up, guys? Nick Scrip on the P2W Fantasy Podcast. I have a lunch break show. I don't do this full time. It'd be super dope, super cool. But I do find my windows, and this is a window today. So I'm going to bring a podcast here. To open up the podcast, I'll emphasize that if you like this podcast or my content in general, consider joining the P2W Fantasy Patreon for $5 a month. I pride myself in consistent content and hard work with the intent to help you play to win. This time of year, I have weekly tiered and numbered dynasty rankings, a trading chat, strategy and mocks, buys and sells, player profiles, 2023 class content, the podcast audio and live stream feed, write-ups, and more. So go check out patreon.com/P2W Fantasy. Today, I want to talk about some strategy. I talk players every single day. Fantasy Twitter and content is player-focused. We need to talk strategy a little bit more often and put those players hand-in-hand with strategy. So I'll get into that, and then I'll finish up with some interesting facts from the P2W data set that is actually found within the P2W Patreon Discord. So to start things off, I tweeted this out before, but if I had picks 110 through 112, 2023 picks 110 through 112, I'd shoot my shot on these wide receivers straight up with that pick. DJ Moore, Jerry Jeudy, Chris Godwin, Deebo Samuel, Deontay Johnson, Calvin Ridley, Michael Pittman Jr., Jameson Williams, Jahan Dotson, Treylon Burks, Marquise Brown. You know, the tweet did well and had a lot of interactions, and I noted and some others noted that some of these guys are more expensive than others, and I have my reasons for why on these specific guys, but it kind of goes beyond that. You know, I went team to team and produced this list, so I didn't just like spit it out. But closer to your rookie draft and the after the NFL draft, or even on your rookie draft, I think you can get some of these deals done for these wide receivers. If you think about it, in super flex leagues, let's say Bijan Robinson, C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, J.S.N., Gibbs, Richardson, Addison, Johnston, let's say they're all off the board. Maybe you love use some Flowers or Downs or Charbonnet, but in this like 110 to 112 range, I think you can get a solidified player like one of the guys I listed and be more comfortable with your outcome of grabbing that player instead of drafting with that specific pick, especially knowing that people on your rookie draft day want to draft. If I had picks 2023, 201 through 203, I take my shot on these players straight up with that pick. Wide receivers, Rashad Bateman, Amari Cooper, Brandon Ayuk, Elijah Moore, Christian Kirk. Running backs, Miles Sanders, DeAndre Swift, J.K. Dobbins, Rashad White, David Montgomery, and then for the tight end position, Pat Freiermuth. If you look down the list further with those 2023 seconds, more tight ends I'd consider, maybe a mid-second, David Njoku and Trey McBride. The risk with the running backs is obviously one of these guys gets impacted or impacted more through the NFL draft. So the point of this is that I think the cost versus value difference between the players I list and the picks you can use to get them is in favor of the players. The NFL draft can result in some juicy landing spots, but again, I think the hype is always greatest after the NFL draft and closer to your rookie drafts. People want to draft in your league rookie draft, and people will overspend. I also tweeted this out earlier today, actually, but I want to speak on it too for strategy. When it comes to trading, I love talking trade strategy. I trade all the time. You can say the value is or isn't there. You can say I won or I lost these sets of trades, etc. But I made two trades this week in the P2W Fantasy Subscriber Dynasty League. It's a Superflex 12-team PPR league. The first trade, I sent Desmond Ridder and Quentin Johnston because we drafted rookies already. It was in the startup. The rookies were in the startup. And I received Josh Jacobs. So I sent Ridder and Johnston and received Jacobs. Then on a separate deal, I sent Javonte Williams and Darius Slayton. I received Jameson Williams. I don't care about winning and losing trades. In all honesty, I care about making my team better. As of today, I would say Josh Jacobs has higher dynasty value than Javonte Williams. I would also say, as of right now, Jameson Williams has higher dynasty value than Quentin Johnston. Now, maybe that changes over the next handful of weeks, but bigger picture, I walked away saying, hey, I have a higher valued running back for me in my rankings and how I view them versus what I had before. I have a wide receiver that I believe has more value than the wide receiver I had before. So these trades went hand in hand, and maybe I'm off on who I value more, but my intention is to make my team better, which I think I did through these trades. So there's more context for sure, but that should be the primary focus when making dynasty trades, making your team better over winning the trades. And I feel like that gets skewed too often because we're so focused on winning and winning trades that we get away from the end goal, which is to win our leagues and make our team as good as it can be. So I'm going to finish up here with some interesting finds from the P2W data set found within the P2W Fantasy Patreon Discord. It's 30 plus tabs of data to help you separate players, identify upside, potentially find breakouts, sleepers, and reflect on this past year. So quarterback upside metrics were broken down into three categories: percentage of 300 plus passing yard games, percentage of 3 plus passing touchdown games, and percentage of 50 plus rushing yard games. Only two quarterbacks hit all three of those categories at a 20% plus rate: Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. Of all quarterbacks who had at least 20 red zone attempts, Tua had the highest percent of red zone attempts result in red zone touchdowns at 33.33%. He did not turn over the ball in the red zone. Only three quarterbacks had a higher percent of games played with 3+ passing touchdowns than Tua. Running back upside metrics were broken down into the percentage of games played with 100+ rushing yards and the percentage of games played with 7+ targets. Only one running back hit both categories at a 20% plus rate, and that was Christian McCaffrey. Four running backs had over 0.10 broken tackles per rushing attempt, with 50 attempts minimum being that standard. Of the four, only two of those running backs had over 0.12 for the metric: Jonathan Taylor and Damian Pierce. Wide receiver upside metrics were broken down into two categories: the percentage of games played with 10+ targets and the percentage of games played with 100+ receiving yards. Five wide receivers hit both categories at a 40% plus rate: Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, and Cooper Kupp. Specifically looking at the number of games played with 10+ targets, only one of those wide receivers was at a 65+ percent. And he was at 75%. Let me go back, man. I'm not editing this shit. I'm going straight to the podcast here. So again, specifically looking at percentage of games played with 10+ targets, there was only one wide receiver that was at or above 65+ percent. And this specific wide receiver hit at 75%. That was Ja'Marr Chase, who coexists with T. Higgins. I got that one out. We're not going backwards. We're all good. Next one, looking at wide receiver target trends, two veteran players stand out who missed time and have what looks like nothing but good colors for their trends. So I have the full target trends, and there is colors based off of the number of targets. So let's say they got zero, it's probably red. If they got 100, it's probably green in a game. Obviously, you're not getting 100. But two veterans stand out who had nothing but good colors for trends, for target trends, when they were playing. One guy was suspended and one guy was banged up: DeAndre Hopkins and Keenan Allen. Four tight ends had the exact percentage of games played with 70+ receiving yards at 33.33%. Mark Andrews, George Kittle, Pat Freiermuth, and Dallas Goedert. Only two of these players had 7+ targets and over 50% of their games played: Mark Andrews and Pat Freiermuth. So just some data teased from that P2W data set. Again, 30 plus tabs, all found within the P2W Fantasy Patreon Discord. well worth the $5 subscription just for that P2W data set. But as I mentioned earlier, there's so much more offered. So again, little talk about strategy today, little talk about players, little talk about some stats, all here in the P2W Fantasy Podcast. And I wanted to make sure that the episode was consumable, so it's under 15 minutes here, very easy to get through. Hope you guys have a great Easter, and thanks for checking this one out.